Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by Monsanto and John Deere. They're both friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. We can't seem to silence or satisfy the loud scream of opposition to GE crops. The reason probably is that up until now, we've ignored them. And it's time to stand up and set the record straight. GE food is safe and even beneficial, according to 88% of scientists. We've conducted more than 1,000 studies. We've been eating GE food for more than 20 years. No one got sick. The fact is, for thousands of years, farmers have been improving crops through selective breeding. The process alters genes. We have found that in the laboratory, though we can do it faster now. Never mind the fact the critics are beating the drums. Three states have passed labeling laws. Vermont is in the lead as they begin to implement their law. It sounds simple. Just label the food if it has GMO products in the food. But it's not simple. Vermont has a long list of exemptions. Animal products are exempt. Beef, pork, chicken, dairy. But keep in mind the animals were fed GE corn and soybean meal. Trying to get out ahead of everyone, restaurant chain Chipotle recently announced that it has gone GMO-free. But it's not really free. The soft drinks are made with GMO corn sweetener. The burritos have GMO corn-fed beef, pork, chicken, GMO sour cream. The U.S. Congress is now considering as many as 30 bills to deal with GMO conflict. You may wonder where all this noise is coming from. Yes, there are individuals that sincerely are concerned about GMO safety. However, the organic companies, some of them are huge. They are helping to push the false argument about risk. If they succeed, they can sell more product and make more money. This debate is not over. You'll soon read about the next step in plant technology. Genetic gene editing. Gene editing is a more precise way to alter plant traits. The leading critics of GMOs are completely inconsistent. First, they support the science of global warming, but ignore the science of GMOs. And next, they pretend to care about the poor. But genetic engineering helps the poor by keeping the cost of food down. The world will not produce enough food without new technology. And finally, if they want to reduce the use of chemicals and energy, GE does that. Stay tuned, and I am John Block from Washington.